Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live on location from the beautiful Sun Valley Resort. And you there, Daryl? Hello, Daryl, you there? Well, it seems my co-host is not here, so let's see what's going on here. We are going to be talking about sports today, and hopefully he'll come onto the line very soon. Hold on. Let me chat something. Let's see if I can hear him. Let's see. I do apologize. We have some sort of Hello.
Ladies and welcome, gentlemen, this evening to Log Talk Radio. I'm your host. And this is all about talk, all about sports. I'm going to give you Saturday scores. Michigan State beat Minnesota 65-64. Villanova beat St. John 77-62. Akron beat Kent State 70-89. Middle Tennessee beat Western Kentucky 84-74. Boston beat Virginia Tech 62-63. Auburn lost to Vanderbilt 82-74. Ohio State lost to West.
Okay, while he's giving the scores, we're going to play the song that we started to play a minute ago, if I can find it. And actually, we'll play another one. This is from 1977. This is Jerry Reed with Eastbound and Down here on KSLP Internet Radio. And we're going to come back in just a few minutes.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you've got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long bound to watch old Bandit run.
Hey, too. In the NHL Saturday, you get Ottawa beating Boston 2-1. Philly beat Carolina 4-2. Montreal beat the Rangers 6-0. New Jersey beat the Islanders 4-2. Washington beat Phoenix 4-2. Florida beat Toronto 2-0. LA beat Detroit 3-2. Tampa Bay beat Atlanta 2-1. Also, Sunday's college games. Wisconsin beat Penn State 79-71. Seton Hall beat Pitt 64-61. Northern Iowa beat Indiana 67-58. East Carolina beat Tulane 61-46. And Florida State beat Georgia Tech 68-66. Also in the NBA, LA Clippers 92, Washington 78, Dallas 126, New York 78, Toronto 106, Lakers 105. In the NHL, is a Sunday's game. Pittsburgh 2, Philadelphia 1, Carolina 5, Boston 1, Colorado 4, Dallas nothing. That's your scores for this weekend. I hope you have a pleasant and good weekend this weekend. And now we return and tune in to my host, Stevie P from Sun Valley, Idaho. And welcome to the show, Stevie P.
I'm here.
Hey.
I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome to my show.
Thank you. It took me a little time to get those scores down.
That's okay. I played a Jerry Reed song, so...
yeah, as you know, uh-huh. Right now in the A-10,
uh-huh.
we're sitting number 3. It's Temple. They haven't lost A-10 game left, so they're 5-0. Xavier, they're 4-1, and we're 3rd. We're 4-1.
Okay, so since Friday you moved up 2 spots because the other day you was 5th.
Yeah. So Wednesday, we play Temple.
Uh-huh.
So the winner of that one, somebody's going to be staying. It means Temple's going to stay undefeated, or it ain't going to be no undefeated teams in that conference.
Right.
Because if we beat them, we all be tied.
Temple's going to win.
So that's what it comes down to now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, huh? Temple's going to win. Oh, Amy, she turned against Charlotte. She said Temple's going to win.
I heard that.
Oh, he heard that.
That was his mouth.
We know. So, Steve.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you something. Oh, anybody have any comment on that? You give me a call at 917-388-4571. And Steve?
Or 347-850-1572.
And we are, Stevie, you're talking to Stevie P. And you're talking to Daryl Wynn, All About Sports. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, and beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. And Stevie's calling from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho.
Yes, I'm broadcasting live on location from the beautiful KSLP Internet Radio Studios, also known as my dorm room, here in Sun Valley, Idaho. So, yes.
So, as you thought about it, and you asked that question last night, should you go with New Orleans or should you go with Indianapolis? It's gonna be a lot, you know. It's gonna be a lot of people at that Super Bowl. You know why? It's gonna be a lot of people that played on the New Orleans team way back. Gonna be at that Super Bowl. Just to see how good New Orleans did it. They made it this far. They got over the hump. I mean, they finally broke through that barrel. They made it, and you got to get more grass. I mean,
you know what it reminds me of? This movement with New Orleans. It kind of reminds me of the Boston Red Sox. When they finally won after like 86 years or whatever it was in 2004, when they finally won a World Series championship and, you know, 86 years of frustration finally put behind them, you know, Bill Buckner, ball between the legs, that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
The big classic games in the 70s between the Red Sox and the Yankees, winner advances, you know, to the American League Championship Series. And it was like all that was finally put behind them when they won in 2004. Kind of the same thing. You know, now, going to the Super Bowl is just one step. It's
yeah.
not the complete step. Now, if they were to win the Super Bowl, I mean, you know, after everything that not only the team has been through over the years, but everything that the city has been through over the last 4.5 years,
mm-hmm.
since August of 2005, and everything that was done as far as the hurricane goes and the death and destruction of the Superdome, you know, it was basically a hellhole
yep.
for so many people. And now, you know, 4.5 years later, you know, they're at the pinnacle of professional football. The Super Bowl is the pinnacle, and here they are. They're at the pinnacle of professional football. Now, even if they don't win, still, the fact that they've, you know, finally reached that is something, you know, amazing. So I agree. I think that if anybody's ever played for the Saints, you know, they've got to be rooting for this team and feel like they're a part of this too. So...
It's probably sold out already.
Oh, well, the thing I know about the Super Bowl is from when it was in Florida. It sells out way, way ahead of time. I mean, it sells out like in September. No matter who.
Yeah, but you didn't know
going.
These two teams going to be there.
Yeah, I know. But see, most of it is. Most of the people that are there are like corporate sponsors, and you know, plus each team gets an allotment of tickets because each team is represented, you know, in the Super Bowl. But the thing from when the Super Bowl was in Jacksonville, not only does the game sell out very quickly. But there is an allotment of tickets that people can kind of like they go to the NFL and they kind of like have a drawing, you
mm-hmm.
know, through NFL.com. They have that drawing, and then you know people have the right to then if their number is drawn, they have a right to then purchase a ticket, no matter how much it is. Also, hotel rooms sell out very quickly. I remember in Jacksonville that they was actually people was renting out rooms in their house to for people that was coming to the Super Bowl. Also, they had it's the only reason that Jacksonville got the Super Bowl. They had those cruise ships docked on the river, and those did not turn out well. For the
Why
city.
Not?
There wasn't adequate plumbing. There wasn't a lot for people to do. They was up the river from the entertainment part. They was up a mile or two up the river from the stadium. Stadium is very close to the river, by the way, St. John's River, and they was about a mile or two from all the entertainment, all the excitement, and a lot of people from news reports later, a lot of people that was on those cruise ships during the Super Bowl complained that it was not an enjoyable time. So for that reason, because Jacksonville does not have a lot of premium hotel rooms,
mm-hmm.
that's the key to getting the Super Bowl coming to your city. You have to have a lot of premium hotel rooms, which Jacksonville does not. As someone who's worked in the hotel industry in Jacksonville, I know. And so they made up for it by putting like 5 or 6 cruise ships on the river, premium hotel rooms, and that helped make up the difference. But like I said, a lot of people complained on that. So, but it does sell out very quickly. There is an allotment of tickets. I don't remember when exactly they do the allotment, but there is an allotment of tickets, and then there's also people selling out rooms in their home, you know, for $200, $300 a night. Seriously, for, you know, for people that are coming for the Super Bowl.
And then so, people selling tickets.
Huh?
There's people at the stadium selling tickets, scalping.
Yeah. Yeah, then there's those people which, you know, the city of Jacksonville cracked down on, and the city of Miami has to do this year, you know, about scalpers or fake tickets or that sort of thing. Now, the fact that the, and this was brought up this morning, I happened to catch this when I got home, the fact that the Pro Bowl is now a week ahead of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard this or not, but there was selected to the Pro Bowl was 6 members of the Saints and 6 members of the Colts.
Yeah.
So now those 12 people, and 9 of them were starters, are now not going to be playing in this game. And that, you know, so it kind of changes the game. I mean, 12 people out of, you know, 84, that's a significant number, you know, that are now not going to be playing. And it's supposed to be an all-star game, but yet, yeah. You know, so do you think that it's right for the unit? Now, next year it's going to be played back in Hawaii again. Do you think that the Pro Bowl should be played before the Super Bowl or after the Super Bowl?
Well, if anybody else got anything on that, give me a call at 917-388-4571. No, I think they should let the Pro Bowl like it was. Mm-hmm. I know we had a 2-week difference. I know it was a 2-week layoff between that.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I guess they figured they can make money this way.
Yeah.
Because the Jets players will be there that was going to be there. And who else? Minnesota players are going to be there.
Yeah.
So you still got enough stars that's going to be there. So they figure either way it went, they're going to be still enough stars to be there to bring out the people. I mean, who should say that it won't? Oh, it's going to be still celebrities there. New Orleans players will be there. The Indianapolis players will be there. They just won't be playing in it, but they'll be there.
But still, people vote their favorite player to the Pro Bowl to watch them play in the Pro Bowl. And now, I mean, it's not like baseball where, you know, which I think it's stupid in baseball that the winner of the All-Star game hosts the World Series. The winning team, you know, that league hosts the World Series. I think that's stupid. Of course, they did that because Bud Selig's an idiot. You know,
He's just a stupid old man.
Right, an idiot. A dumbass.
Yeah.
The reason they did that in baseball, it was because that one game, which happened to be in his town of Milwaukee back in, I think, 2001, where,
yeah.
He was owner for years, and then he became commissioner. Ouch. And the game was played in Milwaukee, and it ended in a tie. How in the hell does a baseball game end in a tie? Now, they ran out of players. Well,
let me ask you a
question. Plan better.
hold up. Well, let me ask somebody. Amy, you think they should have had a Pro Bowl
Before, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Come on, they're coming. Steve wants to hear too. Okay, they've been had the Pro Bowl a week after the Super Bowl, okay, because the fans vote the players to go to the Pro Bowl. So you bet your from your team, you bet your players to go to the Super Bowl. Now, as you've seen, the Pro Bowl is before the Super Bowl, a week before the Super Bowl. Usually it's after the Super Bowl and it's in Hawaii. This is the first year it's in the United States, and it's in Florida. Do you think, because New Orleans players won't be there to play in it, that's six players from there and six players from the Indianapolis Coast that won't be playing it. They'll be there, but they won't be playing in it. Do you think it's fair for the fans that voted those players to play in the Pro Bowl? Do you think it's fair?
No.
Because they won't see they won't see him in the Pro Bowl.
No. I think they should have talked to Mahomes, but
I thought it was. Did you hear?
What's that?
Did you hear Amy?
No.
So Amy said she thinks they should have left it alone the way it was.
Yeah.
Because she said if it was working, why mess with it?
Yeah, that's true. But and I absolutely agree with that. Absolutely. You know, I think they tried it to see how it would do, but obviously it didn't work.
Where's the Pro Bowl at?
Or it's still yet to be proven if it didn't work. But
where's the Pro Bowl at?
But what would have happened? Minnesota has 10 people on the Pro Bowl roster. 10.
Okay.
And what would you say if all of a sudden, if Minnesota and New Orleans switched places and Minnesota, you know, didn't you know, because they're playing in the Super Bowl, that they wouldn't have their players in the Pro Bowl. You know, that if it was Minnesota and Indianapolis, that's 16 players.
But see, it's really no guarantee. If anybody get information, get anything, talk about it, call me at 917-388-4571. But it is really no guarantee that, Minnesota got players going to the Pro Bowl, and so did the Jets. But it's really no guarantee that they're going to go play.
Well, you know, if...
It's not.
Of course not. But...
Because that's not what they want to be doing right now. They don't want to be playing no Pro Bowl. They want to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And who's to say they're actually going to go down there and play?
Yeah, I mean, after the Ike Turner beating that Brett Favre got yesterday, I doubt that he's actually going to be playing in the Pro Bowl.
He's supposed to.
Well, I mean, he probably is so badly bruised and from, you know, plus his ankle, you know, he's so probably so badly bruised that I don't think he would be playing in the Pro Bowl anyway. But
they probably left today to go down there anyway.
Yeah.
The players that's going probably left.
Mhm.
But I mean, you know, the Jets in Minnesota, you know, this wasn't their destiny. Oh, we're gonna go play in the Pro Bowl. Oh. Wow.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
No.
No, it's like, okay, wow, we're going to the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl. Whoopee. Yeah. Right. Good.
It's kind of like, you know, getting a half-eaten apple pie as a consolation prize. You know.
No, it's kind of like this, Steve. Wow, I'm going to the Pro Bowl. Whoopee. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to the Pro Bowl. I'm not going to the Super Bowl, but I'm going to the Pro Bowl. Wow. Which one would I rather go to? Super Bowl. Which one am I going to? The Pro Bowl. Which one overrides? The Super Bowl overrides the Pro Bowl.
And it's like,
okay, let's not do this again next year, please. Go back to the original, to the game plan. Leave the Pro Bowl in Hawaii after the Super Bowl. Then you have this controversy, people saying, we just lost in the playoffs. One game from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now we got to put our mind together and go to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if I was a player from the Jets or Minnesota, okay, I understand my fans voted me in, okay? Fine and dandy. But that's a letdown.
It is, yeah.
Because you're putting the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl, and that's a letdown. I mean, it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I get to go play in the Pro Bowl. Ooh. For nothing.
Yeah.
For fun. And that's all it is. It's for fun. It's for no money. It's for nothing. It's for the fans to enjoy. I understand that. But when you play in a tough two game, when these two teams played in a tough game, especially Minnesota, they played in a tough game. It was a little bit tougher than the Jets. It was a little bit tougher than the Jets. I can understand their feelings. I mean, their feelings might be a little bit more hurt than the Jets because they could have won that game. That game was in Brett Favre's hands.
Not they could have won that game. They should have won that game.
I picked New Orleans, but I told you I had a feeling that Minnesota was going to win. Did I not?
Yes, you did.
It was like they should have won. I didn't think New Orleans and New Orleans, Steve. Okay, they're a good team. You got both number one teams going fine, but New Orleans. The sad part of it, Steve. They was 3rd-and-1. They couldn't get 3rd-and-1. They couldn't get 3rd-and-2. They couldn't get 3rd-and-3.
Yeah.
Come on now. How can you be stopped at 3rd-and-1?
And Indy's defense is a lot stronger than Minnesota and their defense.
But do you understand what I'm
saying? Indianapolis' defense is one of the tops in the league. So, if they couldn't get a 3rd-and-1 off of Minnesota, which obviously has a good defense, but if they couldn't get it off of Minnesota, what's to say that they're going to get, you know, a 3rd-and-short off of, convert it to 1st-down off of, you know, Indy's defense?
Even the one that Brett Favre tried to score.
Yeah.
That they stopped them. But I'm saying, it's – and anybody has a comment on it, give me a call at 917-388-4571. And you can give Steve a call at
317-850-1572.
But I'm saying is, you 3rd-and-1, okay? Normally the 3rd-and-1. Okay, you don't get it. You have to punt, okay? Then you come around, you 3rd-and-2. You don't get it again. You got to punt. Then you become 3rd-and-3. Three times in a row, you have 3rd-and-short. It's potential you to get them. They're right there. And you can't get them for three times straight, and you can't get them. You got to punt all three times because you couldn't get those short things. Something wrong. Your offensive line. There's something wrong there. You're supposed to at least get one of those three.
That's true.
I mean, if you only get one, at least you get one of the three, but you didn't get none.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. I mean, I give them credit for making it. I just hope they don't put themselves in that position against Indianapolis because I don't know if they're gonna get off like Minnesota, let them off.
Right.
I like them. I like to see them win for the first time. I don't know if Indianapolis is going to let them off that easy. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because if what you come get in a row and the defense know they can stop them at 1, 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-3, they're going to say, okay, come on. Go get another 3rd-and-1. We're going to stop you again. If they don't make them, I don't think Indianapolis is going to let them off that easy.
That's true.
I mean, they're a good team. I give them all the praises they made it. I'm glad they did for the first time. But they better do better than they did this Sunday. Or it's going to be a walk in the park for Indianapolis.
Well, you know, they got 2 weeks to work on, you know, not only their own game plan, but also to check and see, you know, to look at film from the Indy game and see what, you know, the things that the Jets did right and the things that the Jets did wrong. You know, I'm not ready to make my prediction yet for who I think is going to win the Super Bowl, but it's coming. But I'm still teetering between both teams, you know. So
why?
Oh well, I mean, it's just so close, you know. It really is that it just makes me. I see both teams winning and I see both teams losing this game. So,
do you think New Orleans got a chance? Honestly,
I do think they have a chance. How big of a chance I don't know, but I do think they have a chance.
Well, Steve, on that note, we'll take a break. I'm going to play this song, and we'll be right back with you. This is Live Talk Radio. I'm Daryl Wynn, your host, and Stevie P.
No news.
I just called to say
SLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. 4:35 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. I am one of your co-hosts, DJ CVP, broadcasting live and on location from our KSLP Internet Radio studios here in Sun Valley, Idaho. I am joined by my co-host, Daryl Wynn, broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina. You may call either one of us at either 917-388-4571 or 317-850-1572. That was Stevie Wonder with I Just Call to Say I Love You.
Yeah, and as you heard, we were talking about football and the Super Bowl and the Pro Bowl. Do you think they're taking it back next year, Steve?
Well, they're putting it back in Hawaii. Now, if they put it before the Super Bowl or after, I'm not sure.
But they are taking it back to Hawaii.
For the next 2 years, it will be back in Hawaii.
I think this year
they put it in because the game is in South Florida. So, you know, I think that's why they did it this year. I have something for you. I just read this. This is funny. I don't even know who he is, but I have a friend on Facebook. I've got so many of them. This is his status right now. He goes, Heavenly Father, so far this year you have taken away my favorite dancer, Michael Jackson, my favorite actor, Patrick Swayze, my favorite actress, Farrah Fawcett, my favorite comedian, Soupy Sales, my favorite pitchman, Billy Mays, and my favorite sidekick, Ed McMahon. Just so you know, my favorite politicians are Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid. Amen and amen.
Wow. Okay.
It's supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, what a joke.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
It is funny in a way. People have their own little jokes. We have 22 minutes left in my show. Do you have a show after me, Steve?
I have what?
Do you have a show after me?
No.
Oh, so Steve is not having a show today.
No. No, I had one on Friday, and we had the breaking news of the avalanche in here on Bald Mountain and with a skier that passed away. Luckily, it wasn't a resort guest. Unfortunately, it was a local man that obviously was in the wrong area. He was in an area that was out of the normal ski bounds, and he ended up passing away. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you ain't having a show tonight.
I'm off tonight.
Well,
that's why I'm not having a show.
That's why you only have when you're working.
Because it's like I'm getting paid for it.
That's true. So Patricia didn't want to take our invite, huh?
I guess not. You saw where I invited her, huh?
Yeah.
I
figured she didn't have nothing else to do since she's home in the bed.
I don't know. I mean, I offered to, you know, I sent her the invite. I sent Matthew McLean, who's a Colts fan or who's rooting for the Colts. I sent him one. That would have been interesting to have those two on there together because, you know, a Colts fan, Saints fan, you know.
I would like to hear what they said.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I guess my shows aren't for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Though my music shows, I did get a call the other night from Fort Lauderdale, and I played his rap song. I guess it was his rap song, but it turned out it was pretty well. I haven't heard back from him, but I certainly didn't mind playing his song, you know?
Yep.
By the way, I have a new email address, and that is kslpinternetradio@yahoo.com. That is kslpinternetradio@yahoo.com. If anybody out there wants to send music requests or questions about the show or questions about me, by the way, I am single, but only looking for women. But, and no crazies. I've had enough dealings with the crazies, haven't I, Daryl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope Patricia's not listening.
Huh?
I said I hope Patricia's not listening because she'll probably cuss both of us out.
No, I didn't say she was one of the crazies. I just said over the years, I've dealt with a lot of crazy women. I'm not specifically saying anyone's particular name, as you know, but I'm just saying that I have dealt with a lot of crazy women over the years. There was one that I was fooling around with her, and all she kept thinking about was Winnie the Pooh. So I mean, it was like, okay, that doesn't work.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a talk show, but we do get off and talk about other stuff. As you know, the Super Bowl is on February the 3rd, and hopefully me and CBP will have a game show that day, and that day we'll be focused nothing but on the Super Bowl. That's all it's going to be focused on.
February 7th.
Well, February 2nd. That's 2 days before my birthday.
February 7th. Yeah.
So we will be focused on nothing but the Super Bowl that day, and we hope a lot of people call us and let us know
who they think
is going to win.
Are you having a show that day?
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock? That's almost the time of kickoff.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
At 6 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to get people to call in and give me their picks on the Super Bowl. Who's going to win? Who you think is gonna win the Super Bowl? Who you think got a great chance of winning the Super Bowl?
You might want to do that at 5. At 6 o'clock, people are settling in. They have their pizza ready. They have their chips ready. They have their beer ready. They have their half naked broad sitting next to them. And they're ready for the Super Bowl, at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So I mean, just a suggestion. I would say have it at 5. You know, you have it at 5. That you know, and it lasts an hour. People have their knowledge. You know, we provide excellent knowledge of every topic in the book, and
yeah.
And then after that hour at 6 o'clock, then they can digest that and get ready to watch the game while they stuff that they're going to need Rolaids for. You know, afterwards. So, like I said, that's just a suggestion, you know, to
mm-hmm.
you about having it at 5 instead of having it at 6, because usually that game starts at 6:18 p.m. Eastern time. So, like I said, just a suggestion for you.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, you know, I believe that day we probably will have people calling it because we're going to have everything they want to know about that game. We're going to break it down.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be an interesting game because if I'm having one before, you know what we should do?
What?
You should have one after.
Well, the problem with that is I already know I'm working that night. You know, that game is, wait a minute. That game is usually over, let's see, it's usually 4 hours. So that game is usually over at about 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So, yeah, I mean, we could have like a 1 hour wrap-up show at 9 o'clock, or your time, 11 o'clock that night.
Yeah, to get people's opinion on what they liked and disliked about it.
And
you know,
and the commercials.
Yeah, that's true.
Because to some people, they don't give a flying flip in France about the football. Try saying that fast five times, by the way.
Yeah.
But flying flip in France about football. But they only care about the $3 million 30-second commercials, which sometimes are very brilliant, and other times some of those commercials are just total bust and total flops, you know.
Yeah, they are.
That might be another suggestion, is to not only have the show about, you know, what you thought of the teams, but what you thought of the commercials, the halftime show, because The Who.
Is Bon Jovi supposed to be there?
The Who.
The Who's supposed
to
be there?
It's The Who.
Okay.
Yeah. And, which usually I don't watch the halftime shows because it's, you know, the last 5 years have been, you know, old guys after that, Janet Jackson incident, which happened in 2004, every year they get, you know, the Geritol generation, and they get these people that are way beyond their prime. I mean, didn't The Who, didn't they come out in the 1860s? You know? But they do that so they're not risque, so we don't have another wardrobe malfunction, you know, which, you know, personally, I'd rather see that again, you know?
With Janet and Timberlake?
Well, anytime you show Janet Jackson's breasts, I'll be there to watch. Oh, hell yeah.
I think a lot of people would have been there to watch. But
yeah.
It is a kid's atmosphere. I understand it. Hey, it happened.
It's a wardrobe malfunction. Now, I've got that game somewhere on videotape in my storage in Jacksonville, Florida. Because I taped that game. I remember I taped that game because I think I had to work that night. But I remember when I got home, I think I remember watching that part of the halftime show back and forth, back and forth. I think I probably watched it about 75 times.
I'm still trying to figure out how that happened, right?
Huh?
I'm still trying to figure out how that happened, right?
Well, he pulled off a certain article of clothing, and she had nothing underneath it. So that's how it happened.
It was supposed to be a pull-away, but she's supposed to have something underneath it.
Oh, it was a pull-away, but all she had underneath it was nice skin.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, Amy found out I can do 2 hours now.
Yeah, you can do up to 2 hours.
So
I can do up to three, you can do up to two.
So we definitely going to do that show on the 7th. And that'll be an interesting show then. That show, I think, would be more interesting than anything.
Well, the show after the show, I will only be able to do that for an hour.
Yeah.
Like I said, because I've got to get ready for work. And you know, last year they had corporations here in Sun Valley that had big Super Bowl parties, and they had all these balloons of the Cardinals and the Steelers, and they had these big, you know, football balloons that you buy at the store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I still got, because I grabbed a couple of them, I still got those. They're on top of I got a set of drawers in my kitchen here to put stuff in. They're on top. They're still got air in them. I still got them with air in them. And they're sitting on top. They've been up there for almost a year. And it's like, wow. But it's going to be interesting whoever, I mean, part of me wants to root for, you know, because I'm, by the way, both of these are South teams. And I mean, one is AFC South, one is NFC South. Okay. You know, do I root for New Orleans because they're in the same division as Atlanta, and Atlanta's my actual home team? Or do I root for Indy because they're in the same division as Jacksonville, and Jacksonville's kind of like the team I support even though they suck? So
yeah.
It's kind of like a toss-up as to who. But I will, you know, I'll make my decision, you know, in the next week or so as to who I'm going to support. Because right now, it's a toss-up. I mean, you know, like last year, Steelers, Cardinals. Well, the Cardinals beat Atlanta in the first round of the playoffs, so it's like every week I went against the Cardinals, and it's like, nope, didn't work. And then it's like Super Bowl. It's like, okay, Pittsburgh. I'll pull for Pittsburgh. So.
And they won it.
And this year, I mean, a couple of years ago when Indy played Chicago in the Super Bowl, it was like, yeah, Indy, no problem, you know. Wait a minute. I didn't pull for Indy. I pulled for Chicago. That's
and they lost.
I pulled for the Bears, and they did lose, yes. So, you know.
I don't think Amy knows who she picking for in the Super Bowl. Do you, Amy? As you heard it, she said no.
Knowing her, she'll probably go with the referees. Don't tell her I said that.
You got 2 weeks.
All
right. He said, knowing you go with the referees.
I told her don't.
Smart butt.
She said smart butt.
I told you don't tell her I said that.
yeah. He ain't made up his mind yet either.
That's impressive.
I'm the only one made up my mind. I'm going with New Orleans. So.
Who are you going with?
New Orleans.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, it's, I mean, Peyton Manning, they already have a ring, you know, but, I mean, if, now, here's a question, if he gets a second ring, will that kind of secure his place in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
You know, as one of the greatest NFL quarterbacks of all time, because, as we discussed last week, you know, because of the whole number of rings thing. So.
So so, since he had 2 rings, he's in the Hall of Fame. Is that so? Like me, you were talking about last week. Does that mean Barry Sanders not in the Hall of Fame because he don't have none? No.
Well, not that if he's in the Hall of Fame or not. But is he a better football player because of it? And the answer is no, because
no,
it's not just one person. It takes a team of 53 plus coaches, owners that put out the money, that don't sit on their ass and, you know, sit on their wallets. They actually put out the money. They're smart enough to make the right coaching moves. They're smart enough to bring in the right people, the right personnel, and so it's a group effort, plus smart enough to have fans that stand behind their team. And some teams can't say that. Some teams can.
Yeah. Well, Detroit can.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take a real quick break. I'm going to play a song. We got 5 minutes left. This is a real quick song. This is a slut named Sue. I'm sorry, Runaround Sue. Here on KSLP, don't laugh, here on KSLP Internet Radio.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Whoa, 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 whoa
I keep away from a run around sewer, yeah. My lips are lips and a smile on face. The touch of my hand and this girl's one breeze. So if you don't want to cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you, 4:57 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. That was Del Shannon with a slut named Sue. I'm running around Sue, and I don't know why I do that, but if that song was remade today, if Eminem made that song today, he would be calling her, you know, he would say, a fucking whore named Sue, you know. That's what he would say, right?
Yep. And I'm Bill Owen from Talk Radio. And he has been talking to both of us, me and Steve, for the last 59 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we won't hear from us again until Friday. And I hope you enjoyed our talk show. And
yeah,
we enjoyed Brittany bringing it to you.
Yeah, I might be back tonight at midnight. Now, I will be on Thursday at midnight live from the beautiful Sun Valley Lodge playing all 80 songs for certain. Thursday morning at midnight Mountain Time, 2 a.m. East Coast time. I might decide to have a show. Thank you. I might decide to have a show tonight, but I haven't determined that yet. Because I'm off, it depends on the internet. You know how screwy the internet is here. So, when is your next show?
My next show is Friday at 6 o'clock.
Friday at 6 o'clock.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And until then, I have been, it has been wonderful talking to my co-host, Stevie P, for my show, Daryl Went All About Talk, and All About Sports Talk. Man, she just corrected me.
Yeah, I know.
And,
Well, from
everybody, have a good evening.
Yes, and from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho, have yourself a wonderful day. To take you out, this is Stereo MC with Connected here on KSLP Internet Radio.
He might have one.
Dimension.